I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. It's no secret that Donald Trump wants to slash parts of the federal budget, and he seems to have his eye on NASA. I say seems because Trump also likes to contradict himself. Yesterday, the president took part in a live video conference with veteran astronaut Peggy Whitson, who's aboard the International Space Station. Trump asked Whitson when it would be possible to send a human to Mars. She explained that a trip to the Red Planet might be possible sometime in the 2030s. And then Trump goes,
well, we want to try and do it during my first term or at worst during my second term. So we'll have to speed that up a little bit, okay?
We'll do our best.
But can NASA, doing its best with budget cuts, actually get a man or woman to Mars in the next 4 or 8 years? Professor Tom Pike of Imperial College London worked on the 2008 Mars Phoenix lander and has undertaken a detailed study of the logistics of Mars travel. Is it doable, Professor Pike? What would it take?
Well, it certainly is doable. I think the question is the timing on this. And if you look at where America is right now, the issue is not just sending a man or a woman to the moon or Mars. Even the space station is out of reach. The astronauts that are on the space station, the American astronauts, are actually there courtesy of the Russians. So since the end of the space shuttle in 2011, it's been the Russians that have been delivering humans to the space station. So to go from essentially zero, way behind Apollo, and when Kennedy said that he would want to send a man on the moon by the end of the decade, it was not the end of that first term. It was a great deal further. And at that point, they did have launch capability. Mm. So first things first, this is a stretch.
So as you say, if it's about timing, Trump is dreaming if it's in 4 to 8 years. Is that what you're saying?
4 to 8 years, I don't think is credible. I think that at the earliest, looking at 10 years time, would be a time where you would actually be able to have maybe a precursor mission. And one of the most important aspects of it is it's not just getting someone there, it's getting them back again as well.
Right.
And the real issue there is that you've got to be able to get a rocket to Mars for the return trip. And that was not too difficult. Well, it was certainly a big push for the Apollo program, but there you were launching from a planet with much less gravity and without an atmosphere. On Mars, it's going to be a lot taller order. And the bits are being put into place a bit at a time. We've actually got...
So you're saying there is actually a current plan for a human journey to Mars at some point?
There's bits of it that are coming in. So, for instance, getting the fuel production on Mars to prepare it for a return trip, that plant, a pilot plant, is being brought up on the 2020 mission. So NASA already does have that eye on it, but there's no sign the sort of spending that would be required could be brought forward, and it would be huge spending if it was to be done in anything less than 12 or 15 years.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Professor Pike, what your personal reaction was when you heard Trump say, we've got to get someone on Mars in my first term.
Well, I wasn't quite sure whether he was misspeaking, and maybe he meant the moon. But there is...
He must know the difference between the moon and Mars.
One would hope.
Right?
One would hope, but he's got to do it on a realistic timescale, and he's got to do it with a budget that actually gives it the funding that it would require.
Professor Tom Pike of Imperial College London, thanks very much for your thoughts on this.
Thank you.